Is there anyone in here who thinks that just because you're a person of faith, you should have an easy life? Good, you're not delusional. Okay? Because nowhere in any of our scriptures do we get that promise that somehow just because we have faith that it's all going to be easy. It's not. Even when we have faith, darkness and gloom come into our lives. We're no less prone to depression than any other part of the population. We're no less prone to illness. We're no less prone to death in our families and among our loved ones. We're no less prone than anyone else to have difficulties and troubles in life. If you are alive, you are going to have difficulty and troubles in life. No one has it easy. But sometimes we play a game with ourselves as people of faith, and we think, well, if I just pray hard enough, it's all going to go my way. It doesn't. And if anybody ever told you that, well, they were lying to you, okay? Now, what I think faith does make it easier for us to do is to manage those ups and downs in our lives, okay? Because we know that we are doing it with God. We know that God is with us in the midst of the struggles. We know that God is with us in the midst of the ride, up and down. That is what a life of faith should assure us of, is that God is with us, not that life is going to be easy. And of course, the first and the primary way we look at that lesson is in the life of Jesus himself. In the gospel today, let's stop and think about the context of where we are at the beginning here of our gospel for this, you know, year. And as we are looking at that scripture, what has happened, okay? John and Jesus were trying to figure out what their mission was, and we've heard about that in the last few weeks, okay? What is their mission? What's each one of their responsibilities? You know, we get that idea that they're figuring it out. But nowhere along the way was it probably part of their plan or part of their understanding that John was going to be taken to jail by Herod and later beheaded because of some, you know, goofy situation that exists between Herod and his wife and daughter. John now has been beheaded, and you know that that whole group is sitting around going, what does all this mean? This wasn't in the plan. This wasn't what we thought was going to unfold. This isn't what we were counting on. This is not right. Darkness and gloom starts to cover over them, kind of like our weather's been the last few days, okay? It's just like covered in gray. And all of a sudden, all of those doubts and everything had to be boiling up inside of them. What does Jesus do? Now, here is where we see, I think, more of the humanity of Jesus than, you know, we sometimes are going to later see when he starts curing everybody. But we see his humanity because what does he do? He retreats to the country. He retreats to the land of Zebulun and Naphtali, which was still in the promised land, but it was certainly on the outskirt. Okay? He departs for there and has to regroup. He has to take a big deep breath, and he has to figure out, okay, what am I going to do now? What's the mission going to be? And we see now, in that second part of the gospel today, how he decides he's going to go about it. He's going to call disciples, and he's going to go on the road preaching and teaching. And he starts it out in that area where he calls them from, in that area. And now we see again the scriptures that we hear first in Isaiah, and then quoted again in the gospel, where all of a sudden, land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, the people that walked in darkness now see a great light. On those who dwelt in the land of gloom, light has shone. All of a sudden, Jesus' mission begins there, and they now are starting to see life in a whole different way, but they had to rewrite the script because the script wasn't going the way that they thought that it was going to go. And the reality of our lives is much the same. We get all kinds of plans. But I've always said, if you want to hear God laugh, you just tell him what those plans are. And watch how life really is going to unfold. This morning at the 9, we celebrated the 100th birthday of one of our old parishioners who passed away a couple years ago, but her family still wanted to celebrate her 100th birthday today. So today we celebrated a 100th birthday, and we celebrated a baptism, the beginning of a new life for some of our parishioners and their family as well. And over that whole life cycle, from birth all the way to 100 on the other side in heaven, can you imagine how many ups and downs that one life had and how many ups and downs the new one's gonna have? And in the midst of it all, we're asked to embrace it all as people of faith. We're asked to embrace it all as people who see that even in the midst of the darkness and the gloom that sometimes come into our lives, that there is a light and that somehow it can be different. See, you guys, and I think I sometimes lie to myself that life should be easier when we've got faith, but it doesn't even happen in the church. And I'm still lying to myself about that. I keep thinking the church should be holy, and I keep getting disappointed. And I shouldn't be. I should have enough sense by now. I'm almost 60. You'd think I'd seen enough of it that I'd be used to it. But the church isn't always holy. We chew on each other, and we spit at each other. We do all kinds of things. And if you don't believe me, just ask the left and the right about how horrible things are in the church. And they'll both tell you. Okay? They'll both tell you. And I keep thinking the church is supposed to be better than that. And God keeps laughing at me. Because we're made up of human beings. We're made up of human beings. And each one of us is flawed, but yet together through God's grace, we continue to try to stumble forward together in some way that makes sense. And God continues to be with us. Despite the mess we make of it, God continues to be with us. And so I think about that proclamation from Isaiah. I think about those pieces of darkness that exist in my life and in yours and in ours together as a parish, as a city, as a country, as a church. And I keep hearing that prophecy. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. On those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. That light, my friends, is Jesus. May we continue to seek him with all that we are and all that we have. And may he continue to lead us step after step toward the light that is himself.